year, we are reminded of the plan of God and the meaning of those days. Also, if we don't keep them every year, we will forget their meaning and eventually the plan of God. So today I'll review a little bit of the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpet is, in a sense, the focal point, the central, pivotal holy day in God's plan. It not only pictures the terrible time of misery and war to be at that generation, but also the intervention of Jesus Christ to save the living from annihilation and to establish his kingdom on earth. It also pictures the coming of Christ to resurrect the first fruits from the dead. In Numbers 10, it mentions the trumpets, the silver trumpet, which could produce a variety of musical notes, and the ram's horn that produces only a piercing blast. This piercing blast is often referred as a shout or noise. It did not have a musical connotation, but signifies a warning. Feast of Trumpet is a day of gladness and great rejoicing, but it also has a contracting note of solemnity. That is because of the earth-shaking events that will occur just before Christ returns, and it was the blast of the ram's horn that gave a great solemnity to the Feast of Trumpets. The trumpet or ram horn was used as an alarm of war. Its sound filled those who heard it with fear because they knew it signified that the horror of war was imminent. And again, the Feast of Trumpet is a day of gladness and great rejoicing. Also, Christ is returning and will end Satan's rule and begin 1,000 years of God's rule, the rule of the kingdom of God on earth. A new civilization based on God's law will grip the earth. Peace, happiness, and prosperity will soon be everywhere. But before the world or that civilization has peace, happiness, and prosperity, people will have to repent of their evil ways, and they will not want to repent. Christ will have to force them to repent. And how will he do that? It's all written in the Bible, and this drawing makes it easier to understand. He's going to bring those seven seals, seven trumpet, and seven veil. And that's what will be needed to get people to repent. If any new people don't have this, they can come and see me after service. I'll give them one. Only after these events will the kingdom of God start to rule and bring peace, happiness, and prosperity to the world. But you know, God's church has protection from these veils and these seals, trumpets. It's if you want to read about it, it's in Psalm 91, verse 1 to 11. He promises to protect his church. Let me read you a couple of verses on what it will be like in the kingdom of God. Revelation 11, verse 15. The kingdoms of this world will become Christ's. Daniel 2, verse 44. Christ's kingdom shall never be destroyed. Revelation 20, verse 1 to 3. Satan and his influences shall be put away. Zechariah 14:9, Jesus Christ will be king over all the earth. Luke 1:33, of his kingdom there shall be no end. And we got Revelation 20, verse 6. We shall reign with him 1,000 years. It will require a supernatural force, the strong but loving and merciful hand of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, to bring peace and harmony to this sin-sick world and release it from the curse of sin that has held it captive for thousands of years. It's going to be a wonderful, a glorious future for mankind. Will I be there? Will you be there?